Free Radio Olympia. This is DJ Rhino. I've got Jessica Bell from the Rainforest Action Network on the other on the line with me. Jessica, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, great. Jessica works with RAN. Today we're going to be talking about Weyerhaeuser, a Washington-based company. Did a little bit of research, and I found out that Weyerhaeuser is an international forest products company with annual sales of $22.6 billion and employs, 54,000 employees, which is quite a large number of people, and a lot of those people are in Washington State. And I was looking at Weyerhaeuser's environmental policy, if I may read this here. It is Weyerhaeuser's core policy that employees at all levels will work to ensure that we comply with the applicable environmental laws, regulations, and other requirements to which the company commits, and to continually improve our environmental performance wherever we do business. Employees are accountable for ensuring compliance with applicable laws and for managing and operating our business to conform the company goals of practicing sustainable forestry, reducing pollution, conserving natural resources through recycling and waste reduction. It says here that in countries where applicable, environmental laws are less stringent than those in the United States and Canada, we will operate in a manner comparable to North American requirements. I was hoping, Jess, you could tell us a little bit about Weyerhaeuser's operations in the U.S. and Canada.
Okay. Well, basically, I've been working as a campaigner for the last 2 years targeting Weyerhaeuser, in part because they're one of the largest softwood lumber companies in the world, and two, because despite negotiating with them for 8 years, they have consistently refused to protect endangered forests and respect community interests across not only the United States and Canada, but in Brazil and other areas where they operate. And to give you some examples, the biggest example that we have right now is the Grassy Narrows First Nations issue in Ontario, Canada. The Grassy Narrows First Nations is an indigenous community of about 1,200 people, and they're located about 200 miles north of Minnesota. And what's happened is that over the last 20 or so years, Weyerhaeuser has become the biggest buyer of wood from their region, buying endangered forests that and logging, despite the fact that every key member of their community is vehemently opposed to industrialized logging on their land, which is really unfortunate. And so Weyerhaeuser's logging on this land, or they're buying wood from this land, and they're turning those products into Xerox copy paper, as well as truss joist building products. Truss joist is used to build the stairs in new home developments in the Puget Sound region that are made by Quadrant Homes, which is the largest home builder in Washington State, which is terrible. What's really unfortunate, I mean, it's cultural genocide, basically. Grassy Narrows community, about 50% of the community still lives off the land, hunting and fishing, trapping for their food. Many of them increasingly becoming addicted to the system because their way of life is being destroyed. When you clear-cut forests up there, just like when you clear-cut forests down in Washington State, animals die, quite literally, and biodiversity is destroyed. And Grassy Narrows believe they're pretty connected to the land, and so when there's no more animals to hunt and trap, when the rivers have been poisoned by mercury, so they can't, eat the fish anymore, then, their way of life is being destroyed, which it's very unfortunate. But what's exciting is that three Grassy Narrows members, as well as two people who live in the community up there, have gotten a van last week and drove 2,000 miles over the Rocky Mountains down to Washington State to express their concerns to Weyerhaeuser's shareholders at Weyerhaeuser's shareholder meeting, which is taking place on April 20th.
And, yes, last year the shareholders conference took place on the 20th as well. And I was wondering if you could just talk a little bit about that quickly, and then we'll dive into this coming shareholders meeting.
Sure. So last year, what happened?
Yes.
Yeah, that was really interesting. Weyerhaeuser had been logging on a First Nations community's land called the Haida. And the Haida are another Indigenous community living on an island just north of Vancouver Island, just below Alaska. And Weyerhaeuser had been logging on their land for 20 to 30 years, again, without the community's consent. And the Haida basically said enough is enough, and they set up a 24/7 month-long blockade, basically shut down all the logging operations, all Weyerhaeuser's logging operations on that island for a month. And they seized $50 million worth of wood and equipment, and they were going to give, they're going to give that wood to the community. And their demands were, we basically want to create a sustainable island economy. All the loggers, or many of the loggers, many of the community members, and many of the Indigenous people were unanimous that they were not going to continue to have a job, and their kids were not going to continue to have a job, and their island was going to be destroyed unless they kicked Weyerhaeuser out, and that's exactly what they did. Some members of the Haida First Nation community came down to Weyerhaeuser's shareholder meeting last year and spoke to Weyerhaeuser's shareholders about why Weyerhaeuser should no longer, you know, touch Haida Gwaii. And so that was a key part of last year's shareholder meeting. And as a result of that, the following day after the shareholder meeting, the BC government, which is like the state government up there, and the Haida reached a deal which basically resulted in more land being transferred over to the Haida First Nation so that they can manage it as they see fit, which is really exciting.
That is.
And then on top of that, we had, you know, people hanging banners over I-5 saying things like Weyerhaeuser, welcome to clear cut country, and Weyerhaeuser, bad investment, so that all the commuters coming from Federal Way up to Seattle in the morning, ugly, awful commute, could see these banners and learn more and learn about how Weyerhaeuser is such a bad company to communities worldwide. And then there were 70 or so people outside holding banners, and then we had people inside. And the meeting in itself descended into chaos when people started shouting halfway through the meeting because the CEO of Weyerhaeuser, Steve Rogel, refused to listen to shareholder concerns and refused to take questions from the floor. And that resulted in an article in the New York Times because of Weyerhaeuser's poor, undemocratic behavior. And as a result, Weyerhaeuser issued a public apology to all their shareholders the following week. It's really exciting because it means that this year shareholders can speak at Weyerhaeuser's shareholder meeting, which is really exciting because there's a lot of people going in who have numerous concerns with how the company is operating.
Yeah, and it sounds like these concerns are quite legitimate. Bonnie Swaim is going to be speaking at the shareholders conference this year. What's she going to be saying?
Well, I should just tell you a little bit about Bonnie Swaim. Bonnie Swaim and her sister 3 years ago were the people that set up a blockade on Grassy Narrows land, which turned the blockade into the longest-running and highest-profile blockade in Canadian history in an attempt to stop logging, unwanted logging on their land. So she's definitely, you know, a key member of Grassy Narrows, and she's one of the people, her and her sister, who are, you know, spearheading this effort to return control of their land to the people who live on their land, as opposed to having foreign multinational corporations go in and rape and pillage what they want, basically. And so her job is to come down to Weyerhaeuser's shareholder meeting, and she's going to talk about what the logging is doing to her community and her child's future and her community's future, in the hope of convincing Weyerhaeuser's shareholders to, you know, use their power that they have to convince Weyerhaeuser to stop logging on, to stop buying wood from Grassy Narrows land.
Great. And Bonnie was supposed to be talking to me today, but she was asked to come to a meeting. Could you talk a little bit about that?
You bet. Bonnie today is at a meeting with the CEO of Lenoga, which is a kind of a smaller scale Home Depot retail store, Home Depot style retail store. Unfortunately, Lenoga sells and distributes Trust Joist building products, which is one of the a lot of the wood that comes from Grassy Narrows land gets turned into these Trust Joist building products. And so Bonnie's job today is to go with members of Rainforest Action Network and speak to the CEO of Lenoga and explain to him why he needs to cancel his contract with Weyerhaeuser and find products that are operated, you know, that come from land that it's operated sustainably and that, you know, doesn't totally take advantage of communities. And we hope that Lenoga is interested in listening to her concerns.
Definitely. And there are a few actions going on. Well, there have been actions going on around Seattle and Vancouver and other places. Rand's doing a large campaign about this. Could you talk about that?
Sure. Well, what we're doing this week is we have these huge 30-foot light banners, which are basically like mobile billboard advertisements that we're broadcasting on buildings all over downtown Seattle. And these buildings say things like more home, less ethics, and they have pictures of clear cuts. So they're basically like subverting Adbuster style the Quadrant Homes logo, which is more home, less money, in an attempt to point out the fact that Quadrant Homes is using wood that comes from Indigenous land to make these homes. And then we also have big pictures of clear cuts and statements from Grassy Narrows First Nations people saying things like, the destruction of our land is the destruction of our people. Our goal is to get people in Seattle interested in the campaign and hopefully working with us to support Grassy Narrows as well as all the other people that are impacted by Weyerhaeuser. And they can do that by ideally going online and signing our petition to support Grassy Narrows and get involved in the campaign.
And what's the website for that?
The website is www.freegrassy.org, and Grassy's GRASSY.org. People thought it was pretty funny that we could potentially have a website that was very similar to freegrass.org. We thought we'd get, you know, a whole different crowd of people accidentally, but it's a shortcut for Free Grassy Narrows.
Okay. And yeah, has the campaign generated any mainstream press this year so far?
It has actually. Fox 5 came out last night and took some photos of the massive mobile light billboard advertisements. And I think it was broadcast last night on late night TV at 10 o'clock on the news. The Seattle PI also ran a story about a week ago that, you know, highlighted the fact that Grassy Narrows community members were in town and that Quadrant Home developments, which are marketed as green, even though they're not, are using wood from that region. And I should add, another really exciting thing that people can do to get involved in the campaign is they can convince their school to pass policies to make it a requirement that their school use 100% recycled paper, and that their buildings, that any new buildings that they build or any new renovations that they build are mandated to be LEED green standards, which is basically a really cool green building standard, which results in not only the building materials that you use, making sure that they come from sustainably managed forests, but it also helps in creating buildings that reduce our energy consumption so that, you know, we can begin to move towards a more, you know, sustainable energy and environmental society. And if you want more information on that, you can also go to freegrassy.org.
Yeah, that's great. I know that the Evergreen State College is working on a tree-free paper campaign.
Well, that's fantastic.
Through the Evergreen Environmental Resource Center, and so that's pretty exciting.
That's fantastic. As a result of the numerous policies that schools passed around the country a few years ago, convincing their school to adopt tree-free or 100% recycled paper purchasing policies, Boise Cascade, which was a key supplier of paper to universities around the United States, decided to change their, to some extent, change their business practices as a result of that.
That's excellent. Unfortunately,
recently, Boise has shown less interest in keeping their commitment to no longer log endangered forests, But what's really exciting is that all those campuses continue to use 100% tree-free recycled paper. So, you know, we're slowly moving there, even though the companies are reluctant to change their behavior.
Yeah, and that seems to be the case as this campaign for Weyerhaeuser has been going on for a number of years now, right?
Yeah, it's been going on for about 2 years. Weyerhaeuser has shown some interest in, they're moving forward. They're more interested in talking with us and negotiating with us than they were 2 years ago, but we still have a long way to go. Weyerhaeuser, unfortunately, is one of the most unethical corporations operating today. It takes a lot to move this company. A bunch of San Francisco people who are living in San Francisco can't do it alone. It requires, you know, people from around the world getting involved and agitating.
Definitely.
I hope folks are interested in joining us.
Yeah, and you talked about the RAN website, which is ran.org, where people can get educated on what's going on. Also, any other resources you want to throw out there?
Oh, wow. Well, if you go to the freegrassy.org website, we have a one-hour movie that people can order for free that outlines the Grassy Narrows struggle over the last few years, the blockade, and how this has been escalated into an international controversy. And you can download that and order it and invite your friends around and watch it. And we also have flyers and a tree-free paper purchasing policy that you can download and like present to your university administration officials, although they might listen straight away, and all that kind of stuff. And you can also contact myself and my co-worker David Sohn if you're interested in having people come and train and support your work. And you can contact me at grassroots@ran.org.
Well, awesome. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
And if you'll stay on the line for just a moment, I'm going to play some music. You're listening to Free Radio Olympia. The number here is 360-705-9780. I can hook you up with any of that information if you need to hear it again. And once again, thank you, Jess Bell, from
thank
the Rainforest
you.
Action Network.